Good morning. So there's a Bible passage taken from Matthew chapter 6 that starts, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than air? The body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they?" This is a reminder in the Bible that tells us that God takes care of us and gives us all that we need. Now, the thing is that God doesn't always give us everything that we want, because if that were true, I would be living in a much bigger house and driving a much nicer car. But there are many times in my life when God has proved over and over again that I can trust with him with my most fundamental needs. Now, do you know what this is? Does everyone know what this is? Any guesses? Yeah? And especially in Sunday school, does this a badge? No? Oh, that's kind of... So, what it says on it says the Toronto Transit Commission. And this is a token that we used in Toronto to get on the bus and on the subway. And it's about the size of a dime. And I remember a time in my life when I was a student, there are a lot of times when you're, especially in university, there are times where you might not have a whole lot of money, unless your parents are loaded, so you can pray about that maybe. But my parents were not particularly loaded, so there were times in my life when I didn't have a whole lot of money. But I was serving in university on a campus ministry, so it was a Christian club, and I would lead worship, and we would have meetings upon meetings. We were meeting like 5 times a week, either on campus or in uptown Toronto, and I would have to go back and forth. And from where I lived to go to campus, to get on a bus, was about an hour, and then the opposite direction is where I would need to go to the office of the campus ministry to have our meetings. And this one morning, I remember, it was a spring morning. It was such a beautiful day, and I had to go for a meeting. But I didn't have bus fare. I didn't have any tokens. So I spent like half an hour going through all of my things at home, looking for any spare change. I was counting all of my pennies, because I think pennies were still a thing then. But I didn't have enough. And I was like, I can't go to this meeting. But I felt God's call on my heart and say, just go. And I was like, that makes no sense. How am I going to get anywhere? And God told me to just go. And I remember walking. It's about a 10-minute walk to the subway station. I was walking and walking. And just constantly, I was just like, just go. It's okay. Just go. And I was like, I'm not really sure how this is going to work. Is God going to get me to, like, you know, sneak through the till and get into the subway or something? I didn't think that was going to be right.
Thou shalt not steal.
Thou shalt not steal, right? That was... number something on what we just read. And I remember walking down the steps on the subway, and as I was going down the steps, I saw a golden glint on the floor. And I was like, no way. And so I bent down and I looked very cautiously, not to draw anyone's attention. Maybe I was more like... And I picked it up, and there was a token. And so I was able to get to my meeting. I cannot tell you how many times after that I did not have bus fare to either come home from the meetings or from school, or to get to any meetings, or to, you know, go to church. So many times I did not have bus fare. And I just kept going to the station. And without fail, practically almost every single time in my memory, I could find a token either on the floor, or in one of the machines, or in the till. I stuck my finger in one of the tills, because if you put a coin, sometimes it doesn't get fed through, and it just pops out. I stuck my finger in one time, and I found like 8 tokens. And I was like really like, you know, trying to like hide what I was doing as I was like pulling it out, not to draw any attention. But time and time again, God proved to me that he is watching over me, and he is going to take care of me. He might not give me a Lamborghini, he might not give me a huge mansion, but in my time of need, God will meet with me. Pastor Matthew is going to continue and close the series on Esther. And as we think about Esther, we want to be reminded that God takes care of our needs, and he is always with us, even in the times that it doesn't.